This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Senator Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire Democratic primary Tuesday as the race to be the party's candidate to take on President Donald Trump in November starts to come into focus. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Bernie Sanders, a 78-year-old self-described Democratic socialist, edged past former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and says he's running an inclusive campaign that attracts younger voters.
The agenda that speaks to the needs of working people throughout this country.
40 years his junior, Buttigieg comes in second.
To win and to govern, we need to bring new voices to our Capitol.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, also moderate, comes in third with disappointing results for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wasn't on the ballot in New Hampshire, but President Trump says that's who he wants to face in November.
He's a lightweight. You're going to find that out.
Two candidates have dropped out, and later this month, it's on to the caucus in Nevada. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese health officials report the number of dead from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to more than 1,100. AP's Charles Ledesma reports while the death toll is up, the number of new cases has dropped.
China says its figures show just over 2,000 new cases, a second daily decline. The total number of cases in mainland China now is just over 44,000, although many experts believe a large number of others infected have gone uncounted. Officials say the new fatality figure of nearly 100 pushes the total dead past 1,100. One repercussion of the virus is that postal services worldwide are seeing delivery affected by the cancellation of many flights to China, with the U.S. Postal Service saying it's experiencing significant difficulties in getting mail to the China region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump is praising U.S. Attorney General William Barr for taking charge of the case against longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone. This is a day after prosecutors in the case resigned. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Several of the prosecutors who convicted Roger Stone of lying to Congress, obstruction of Congress, and witness tampering have resigned from the team after the Department of Justice withdrew their sentence recommendation of 7 to 9 years in prison for President Trump's close confidant. The department insists it withdrew the recommendation to the judge shortly after it was offered Monday night. President Trump slammed the sentence in a tweet early Tuesday morning and later at the White House.
I thought the recommendation was ridiculous. I thought the whole prosecution was ridiculous.
Trump also denied having anything to do with the Justice Department's action. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Pope Francis, in one of his most significant decisions, is dismissing a proposal to allow some married men to be ordained in the Amazon region to ease an acute scarcity of priests. AP's Nicole Winfield says many Catholics in the Amazon will be disappointed.
More progressive Catholics, presumably many of the religious in the Amazon itself, had been hoping that the Pope would show an opening to this or at least agree to study the issue more. They might be disappointed.
The recommendation alarmed conservatives who feared it could lead to a change in the commitment to celibacy among priests. Iraqi authorities reopened one of Baghdad's major bridges on Wednesday. Anti-government protesters had shut the bridge down for months. The reopening signals a lull in the unrest that has killed hundreds of people and forced the prime minister to resign. A new government report says the U.S. military has switched from trying to degrade Islamic extremist groups in West Africa's sprawling Sahel region to merely trying to contain them as their deadly threat increases. Security allies are worried as the U.S. considers cutting troops on the continent to counter China and Russia elsewhere in the world. The defense has rested in the Harvey Weinstein rape case. AP's Oscars Wells Gabriel reports Weinstein's decision not to testify leaves a lot of prosecution evidence unchallenged.
The defense case mainly relied on three witnesses who would cast doubt on accounts of the two accusers whose allegations led to the charges against Harvey Weinstein. One witness was a former roommate of a woman who says Weinstein raped her. She testified the woman gave no indication that she was victimized by Weinstein. A friend of the same woman says she met with her soon after the alleged assault, and she seemed like, quote, her everyday self. A third witness challenged a claim that she stood by while Weinstein assaulted a woman in a hotel bathroom. The witness says she would not have closed the door on anyone. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.